Hi, I'm Shannon. Wait, I'm not Shannon.
Girl, your top shelf vagina.
Winner, winner, winner.
Suisse en sac de vie.
Girl Fighters!
Flappy wiener, 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 flappy wiener, wiener.
I did not realize that we had started recording.
Wiener, flappy wiener,
wiener, wiener,
flappy wieners.
You know what?
Boobs! There were boobs in this episode!
There were, but there were no floppy wieners.
It's been a long time since we've seen either.
Ugh. I'm so disappointed at the lack of wieners.
Hello, friends.
Hi, you guys. Game of Thrones is back.
Hey.
What?
Episode 199.
Here we are. We asked you what to do for 200. None of you answered us. So, you know.
We're not doing anything. We're just going to end right now. 199. This is the last one.
Bye. Goodbye forever.
A great run and enjoyed listening to us.
Yep. Goodbye. Goodbye forever. Oh my gosh. Did you notice that there were only three places on this before I pointed it out?
Yeah, I did notice there was only two castles and yeah. I couldn't really... Like, they did such a deep dive on the towns. I was like, where are we?
Underneath them. That's where we were.
Right.
They didn't have enough places. You know, like, before there was, like, Westeros and Essos and blah, 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 and all of the things. And now it's just, like, King's Landing, Winterfell, and, oh, yeah, the Umbers where that kid died.
Right.
So, that was creepy as fuck.
Yeah, that was weird. That was creepy.
You guys, Game of Thrones spoilers right now, warning you. If you don't want to hear spoilers, I don't know, just keep jumping forward until I scream loudly for 15 seconds so you'll be able to find it. I'm kidding, I'm not doing that. I don't know, just keep jumping forward. What were we talking about?
The zombie kid.
Yeah,
got
I know,
nailed to
that
the wall.
I remember what I was going to say. Great. So here's the thing that I saw. There was a like list where they were taking bets over who would be the first named character to die, right? Because there mm-hmm. were people who died.
Yeah.
Right? But who would be the first named character to die? And the top two choices, the like most likely that they said, were Yara Greyjoy and Theon Greyjoy.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't. It was Ned Umber, who counts as a named character. We knew his name.
Mm.
His name was Ned. His last name was Umber. We knew who he was. So I was like, ha ha, like, I wonder who bet on that one and won so much money.
Yeah, I don't think anyone would have bet it on
be
Ned
like,
Umber.
I bet it's going to be, you guys.
I'm like, who's that?
Who the fuck is that?
I was I'll like, bet on like the Bear Queen first.
Yeah.
She has a
name. Lyanna Mormont.
Yeah. But I mean, I knew there wasn't really going to be any fighting in this particular one. So
yeah.
If I had put money on anything, it would have been like whoever is a leftover scallywag.
Yeah.
You know, who's the biggest douchebag dick who's, you know, betrayed everyone who's left in that pile.
Right. Bronn, the sellsword who Cersei sent to kill both of her brothers.
Yeah.
You know, he's up there for that, like mm-hmm. where he doesn't, you know, his loyalties can be bought.
Right.
So that, I mean, I still like him as a character, but guess what? People we like are going to die.
Yeah, but not in the first episode.
Apparently not. Apparently
maybe
not.
Next episode, because apparently the zombies are close.
Well, there's a lot of battles to happen. Like, there better be there probably is going to be battles every single episode from here on out.
Yeah.
I was like, there was a lot of nothing that happened in this one for, like, there only to be six episodes left.
She's very surprised the Hound is alive.
Yeah, she wasn't expecting it. I sort of liked them flirting. Gendry and Arya.
And Gendry's Robert's son, right?
Yeah, okay. And also, like, remember the first episode? Robert says, I have a son, you have a daughter, let's wed them. He's talking about Joffrey and Sansa, but we could make it come true.
Right.
Still, because
yeah.
Gendry is Robert's bastard, so we could still have.
Yeah, he's the only bastard to survive.
Make it.
Yep.
We could still do it. It could still happen. Let's see. What are other things I thought? Sansa was like, people were on her side, and I was not.
She's just being cautious. But she's also being very close-sighted, like Cersei.
Everybody's being close-sighted, except for, well, now Daenerys is on.
Jon, who's like, the zombies are fucking coming.
Right.
None of this petty bullshit matters. I don't care. I just want to live. Y'all can fight over your goddamn thrones after we kill all the zombies.
Yeah, like, he seems to me...
Let's get over that hump first, please.
To be the only one who, like... has a grasp on, well, no, I mean, I think the other, like, Night's Watchmen do, and the Free Folk, like, I think that they all do, but, like, of the main characters.
The Free Folk are all zombies.
Well, no, Tormund.
Minus down, the handful that the are handful that fighting have been with saved.
All Night I Watch. Want, all I don't care if everybody dies.
This was a magnificent scene right there.
Yeah, it was.
So we only see that in opening credits.
I thought that same thing. That was really cool. Yeah. You guys, there was a zoom out and you could see all of Winterfell. And that was pretty cool. Man, now you made me forget what I was saying.
Zombies. John's right.
Dragons.
Yeah, dragons.
I don't fucking know. I had something to say. You want to know what drives me crazy, too, is like listening to our podcasts later. I was like, that was what I was going to say. Like, I totally know. Or lots of times I don't remember what I was going to say, but, like, I just say it anyway because my brain just works that way. Where I was like, I bet I said this here. And then I did because that's how I am. Oh, my God. It was so obnoxious last week for me to be sniffing so much. I remember what I was going to say. Made it back around. Here we are. I'm okay if everybody dies except for Tormund and Brienne of Tarth, and
they just want them to have ginger babies.
I do. They can repopulate all of Westeros with their giant warrior children.
That would be fun. They're probably dying, though, realistically.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Well, do you care if I tell... have we talked about the list that has made it out of the five people who he said would make it to the end? When George R. R. Martin first pitched the whole series... He put on a list of five characters who would make it to the end.
All right. Who is George R.R. Martin hoping still make it to the end?
Who? Do you want to guess? Who's on his list?
Jon.
Yep.
And Daenerys.
Yep.
Cersei.
Nope. Not on the guaranteed list. Two more Starks.
Thank it.
Mm-hmm. According to the list.
So Bran.
Yes.
And?
Arya. And then the last person.
Sansa, but
nope, she's like, not on the list.
Maybe Arya would die in battle, but.
And the last person on it is Tyrion.
Huh.
So those, when he originally pitched the series in the 90s, those were the five people who he said were going to make it to the end of the series. Now.
Which is one more time.
Bran, Arya, Jon, Daenerys, Tyrion. That might not even necessarily be a spoiler because who the fuck knows at this point?
Right. We're not going, they're not even working with George anymore, are they? Like, they've been off book.
Well, he told them certain things. Like, he told them, you know, like the Hodor thing.
Yeah.
And they said that in the, like, beyond the episode afterwards where they were like, we were horrified when we found that out. So, like, he has ideas, I guess, still of what he wants to do. He's just not fucking doing it. So, anyway, Game of Thrones, back on. Here it is. What favorite, like, tweets and things did you see? Did you see any content that made you laugh?
Yes, when Cersei didn't get her elephants. That was funny. But you said there'd be elephants.
I know, she's so sad. Disappointment. Yeah.
And, oh, the one comparing all of the Targaryens together because they all have the long bleach blonde hair. And then the last picture was Jon wearing
a blonde wig. Yeah, it was like an old thing where he was pretending to be Daenerys for
for like Saturday Night Live or some whatever. Sort of college humor video, yeah. I think that one was my favorite.
That one was... pretty great. Me, Well, this, did I send you this? Because that made me laugh. There's a picture of Emilia Clarke looking sexy as fuck.
Oh,
there's
yes.
a picture of
John looking sexier.
And underneath it says, cries in bisexual.
Yeah. I'd take them both.
Yeah. I still really love this, and none of my friends apparently know that song. So, Dancing on My Own by Robin is one of my favorite jams. I jam to it all the time. I love it. It's great. And so somebody posted the lyrics of that song with John and Daenerys kissing and the dragon watching them. Because the song is about this woman who goes to the club because she heard that her guy had a new woman. And so she's dancing in the corner watching them make out on the dance floor. Mm. Right? I keep dancing on my own. Right? I'm in the corner watching you kiss her.
I thought that was Cole, but it's Dragonglass.
I knew that. Were you not? No?
I was just like, it's cold. It's winter. It looked like coal. So I thought.
No, that was what they were doing at Dragonstone.
Right. They were mining Dragonglass.
Dragonglass.
To kill the zombies.
Right. I mean, and that's another thing that like none of these people are considering, right? John bent the knee to Daenerys partially to get all of that Dragonglass.
To get all the resources to kill the zombies.
Like, you're all sitting here being like, meh, 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 meh. When killing the zombies was the thing. That's the thing that he needed. That's what we needed to do. And Sansa being all like, did you bend the knee to save the realm or because you love her? Like,
none of your business, bitch.
I mean, but it truly was to save the realm.
Yes.
But also he loves her.
Yeah.
But also to save the realm.
Tom also isn't like the smartest guy.
No.
I don't want him to be king.
No.
He can't handle the pressure.
Right, we already saw him crumble under being the...
He can definitely be, like...
Head of the Night's Watch.
King to the queen.
The, like, king consort.
Right.
That's actually normally only reserved for queen. They say prince, like Prince Philip.
Yeah.
Speaking of Prince Philip, I've been watching The Crown. I realize I'm, like, 3 years too late. But, like, whatever, I'm enjoying it.
Yeah.
Have you ever watched it?
No, but I heard it's good.
Yeah, it is. I didn't even
She was like, bend the knee, Philip. I'm your queen.
Yeah, exactly. Ride my fucking dragons, Philip.
Fuck you. I don't need you to be queen.
Yeah.
It's 1920.
50.
Still, it's not 1520.
50. Know. 50. She was, Dude, the thing that I read, though, because I keep on reading about things, because I'm trying to figure out, like, what parts of the show are, like, real and what parts are made up, right? And because you know that it's dramatized. Nobody was there for those conversations, a lot of them, you know? I totally forgot what I was going to say. Something about something, I'm sure.
The Crown.
Oh, so Prince Philip went off to the war. World War II, I think. Maybe World War... I don't know how time works. World War II. And started writing to the queen, but when she was the princess. And he was 18, and she was 13.
That's creepy.
Right?
That's date rapey.
So creepy. Ugh. What a bummer.
That is a bummer.
I was like, ew, oh, why?
Speaking, the princess, and he was bored.
Speaking of creepy, but backwards, one of my students is super in love with me.
Mm.
And I don't know how to be like, I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to let him keep being creepy at me because he's 15. I'm like, what am I going to do? Stop it? He's being very subtle. It's just obvious because he's a teenage boy, you know? Like, when he asked me, what's, like, the opposite of a pedophile when a child is in love with an adult?
That's so cute. Hashtag asking for a friend.
Hashtag asking for...
Hey, he already went face to face then.
Hashtag
F2F.
And then, what was the... See, Jon Snow knows nothing. Ugh. When he was like, have you ever even used this?
She's like, bitch, I've probably killed as many people as you.
Right?
But I'm not going to tell you I'm a psychotic
killer.
Killer. And a psychotic assassin.
So yeah, my student's in love with me. We take Snapchats together every time. So
I was going to ask you if that was that one.
Yes, it is. Yeah. It's that student.
Yeah.
So the one that, and I ask him what I should call it, right? And so last night we took the one with the snot hanging out of our noses. And I was like, how should I caption it? And he goes, eating cooter. And I said, I'm not. Not doing that. No, that's not happening.
Aww.
Yeah, I know. He's in love with me.
I don't think he knows what cooter means.
Or he does. And which is worse.
Right.
Well, tonight's was one was really funny.
Oh, yep. That is a good one.
Yeah. He's going to stab me with a pencil, you guys, and I look terrified.
Oh, I can't believe she slept with that dick bag.
With urine?
Yeah.
Whatever, she's thirsty. She's pregnant and thirsty.
She did tell him to go fuck himself, and then she changed her mind.
Yeah. She's thirsty. She's pregnant and horny.
So, masturbate, man. I'm sure you have medieval dildos in your drawer that your brother used to fuck you with.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Wood dildos. They're safe.
Hashtag just saying. I'm sure she has marble or gold. I'm sure she has one of his extra hands laying around. She could just fist fuck.
All right. Let's see. What else is on? Also, I watched The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina. So the second season of that came out. The
Teenage Witch.
Yeah. And I just have to say, on the original Sabrina the Teenage Witch, I was fully on Team Harvey, right? Like Harvey Kinkle, all the way. But on this show, The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina, I am not. I do not give two shits about Harvey. People are like, oh, Harvey and Sabrina forever. And I'm like, no, he's holding her back from being a powerful witch.
Yeah. As most men do, as portrayed on TV.
Yeah.
Before we move on from Game of Thrones, we should probably
eat our macarons.
Game of Thrones macaroons, which we are one light.
Yeah.
Still trying to decide who to murder in my household over
just
that.
Just murder your husband, not your child because she couldn't reach them.
Right.
But murder the other two, just to be safe.
Okay. So when Tina wakes up in the morning and Scott's dead, I have to tell her, well, I promised whoever ate my macaron I would kill them.
Right.
So,
oh, I love this plan.
Did you have anything to add to the conversation now that Scott's dead?
All right. I actually, so like they ate one of the ones from the thing.
So I ordered macaroons. I shipped a box to Ben for his birthday. Happy birthday, Ben. And then I got myself a box and it was a variety pack and in it contained four Game of Thrones themed macaroons.
Yay.
Milk of Poppy, Dornish wine, mulled wine, and Sansa's lemon cake.
Can I tell you, the one that I wanted to try the most
was lemon cake, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Guess which one's missing?
Lemon cake.
So Catherine and I had two. We had one each. And then I put all the Game of Thrones ones in a single row because I was saving them.
For us. For this.
For Tuesday. And I put a note on the container that said Shannon's, eat and die.
Yeah.
And I put it in the top of the refrigerator, balanced ever so gingerly on top of the milk cartons.
Okay.
2 days go by, and now it's Sunday, and I'm putting groceries away, and I pull out the macaroons just to take a look at them. And I notice there's a Game of Thrones one missing. And it's the one that's hidden behind the note. So someone ate one, thinking they'd be clever that I wouldn't notice because it was behind the note. Now, in their defense, whomever's defense, I probably wouldn't have noticed one out of the other two.
Yeah, if you'd done it not in the middle.
Because I was saving those four ones. For us.
Yeah.
Specifically.
For this.
And I called everyone out. And I yelled and screamed at them. And I shamed them and blamed them all three equally.
Including your child who couldn't have reached it.
Correct. And everyone swore on a stack of Bibles it was not them.
Catherine was so funny when she was explaining it to me today, because very clearly you and I are adults and we realize that somebody did eat one. Mm-hmm. And that is definitely what happened. But Catherine's version of the story is very obviously nobody ate one.
Because everyone said they didn't eat one.
Everyone says they didn't eat one.
Yeah. So, I mean, if we apply Spock logic to it, then
right.
Someone must have broken into my house.
Yeah.
Bypassed all the electronics.
They didn't want it.
And went right for the fridge to see if they had any random macarons in it.
Exactly.
And then ate one.
Exactly.
From the middle. Next time I'm legit going to poison my macarons. With iocane powder.
Which you've built up a tolerance to.
Which I have clearly built up a tolerance to. Boobies! Lots of boobies. I love how she just like shoved his wiener in him. Like she didn't even bother to fluff him and get him hard.
Right.
Oh, and she's dry humping him like on Showtime Skinamax.
Yeah, of course she is.
She's not even in the area of his penis.
How is she supposed to do that? I guess he is wearing pants.
Yeah, he pulled his dick out of his pants, and his dick's supposed to be sitting at the top of his
pelvis.
So
she could have totally been sitting at the right place. She just isn't.
Yeah.
You terrible actress.
Terrible actress. He just Al Bundied himself, pretending to put his penis back in what was already in there the entire time. Everyone's going to really love this episode. Okay, so we have three to try.
Yes.
Dornish wine. Milk of Poppy.
Yeah.
And mulled wine.
All right, Dornish wine.
All right, we're going to pause. We're going to eat these, and we're going to come back and
tell
you about
them.
Oh, you're
so smart.
Okay, right, because this isn't the AMSR episode.
But it could be. ASMR? AMSR? I don't know.
Whatever.
One of those things.
We'll be back.
Are you having fun yet?
It's intermission music.
Oh, I got it.
It's our hold music.
Oh, okay. That's sneaky of you, because we already did the hold. I get what you're doing. I'm sorry. I'm ruining the magic of television.
It's true. Don't forget to watch us on our YouTube channel. Jesus Christ, people.
You knew I was kidding, right?
I know.
Okay.
It's other people who still tell us, oh, yeah, I don't watch YouTube.
Yeah.
Motherfucker, that's not what a podcast is.
Podcast
is delayed radio.
I was worried you thought I was dumb.
Those were delicious.
They were all delicious. Let's go through one by one in the order that we did them.
Okay.
Dornish wine, that one was probably my favorite, actually.
It was like berry and chocolate.
It was so good.
So good.
It felt creamier than the other ones also.
Yeah.
And then we did milk of the poppy, which actually was like poppy seed.
Mm-hmm.
Tasted like
poppy seed muffin, yeah.
Yeah. But in cookie form.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had mulled wine, which was...
witch's brew. Tasted like spicy red wine.
It tasted like eating witch's brew, yep. Which is for Leelanau Cellars. It used to be fall only. Now you can get it all the time. Spiced wine.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
I can only imagine how true to taste Sansa's lemon cake. I would have tasted.
Bet it would have been delicious.
A little tangy.
Yeah, a little tangy.
Tangy and sweet.
Together, like a lemon bar kind of.
Yep.
You know, in flavor.
But like on a fluffy macaroon.
Yeah, fluffy and delicious. Almond lemon bar with.
I would have really enjoyed to try that.
I would have loved it. It would have made me really happy to have one.
Yeah.
I would have loved it. I was really looking forward to it.
Legit. Everyone looked into my eye and said no.
Yeah.
Why would I do that?
Because you wanted a cookie.
Because you wanted a goddamn cookie.
That's why you would do that?
Even Scott asked, can I really not have a cookie? I was like, no, you can't.
I ordered these for girlfriend night.
Not till Tuesday.
Buy your own goddamn cookies.
We can all have one on Tuesday. And what, did he eat one with us?
Yeah. No. Oh my God, you're right, he didn't.
Yeah, I offered one to him. He was like, when I'm done eating. And then he ran away.
So,
Scotty missed out.
It's like my mom on my one birthday where I ordered, I told this story on the podcast at the time. I ordered a Thai iced tea at the Thai restaurant. And my mom asked for a sip of it. And I said, no, not till the food comes, because I was saving my Thai iced tea for my food.
Uh-huh.
And I told her she could have some after I had some. It was my birth. It was my actual true birthday.
Right.
And she threw such a snit fit about it. And then when I finally had my food and had had some of my Thai iced tea, I offered her some and she was like, I don't want it now.
All right, Cheryl.
It was very Cheryl.
Should have called her that.
She wouldn't have known the reference. Mm. Speaking of okay Cheryl or okay Karen or okay anybody.
Right.
It's right, time for Donna. Maggie Rants. It's time for Maggie Rants. Okay, so I went on a little Facebook rant the other day, and everybody's responses to my Facebook rant was stupid. So now I have a double rant. The first rant, which I still have to rant about, and the second rant of
about how dumb people are.
Yes. So, first part of rant. Every semester, so twice a year, my sophomores taking speech do this thing called the balloon debate, right? And the whole idea is that you pick a person, alive or historical, doesn't matter, but it has to be a real person. And the idea is that there's four people in a balloon, and the balloon's going down, and you have to throw somebody out. And so you have to argue for who contributed the most to mankind.
So for an example, it could be like, Mr. Rogers versus Amelia Earhart.
Exactly. And so Mr. Rogers goes up and does his part, and he's like, I held a kid's show, and I, you know.
Which still has ripple effect today.
Right.
With Daniel Tiger and reruns.
And then Amelia Earhart could be like, I was the first woman to cross the Atlantic in a solo plane, right?
Wah, wah.
Right. But that's the thing, is that a lot of times people who don't deserve to get that far, because it depends on the kids giving the speech, right? And then after that first round, on the second round, you tell the other people why they should, like, you argue and you say, well, Mr. Rogers was a creeper because of how much time he spent with children. Like, you try to argue against the other people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So I have some people in mind, who I hold in mind, to recommend to my kids. And it's easier to do the balloon debate if you pick someone who has a good character.
Uh-huh.
So that other people don't have much to say about you. For example, someone picked Michael Jordan on the past one. I was like, oh, that guy's a dick. He cheated on his wife. He's totally full of himself. He said horrible things at his induction to the Hall of Fame.
Basketball Hall of Fame.
Right? Do you remember that?
No.
He was just like, meh, whatever, I am the best. Like, it was so, like, you know, he said rude things. He's been full of himself. So, like, it's pretty easy to
discount him.
Yeah, to say that. So, like, the people who I have, who I know have fairly unimpeachable characters, Mr. Rogers, as previously stated, Bob Ross, and Carl Sagan. Those are the ones that I hold in my pocket. And women basically never win.
Woo! Sorry. We're going on a dragon roller coaster ride right now.
I said I was going to scream when we stopped giving spoilers, and there you are. So nobody has ever really... No, actually, somebody told me today, I was telling one of my students about this, and she told me one where a woman won, and I can't remember who it was. But I was like, yeah, that sounds reasonable. But again, it was because of which student did it. But it's so much easier with women for them to be able to be like, you know, she's shrill, she's harsh, she has a bad attitude, she was a terrible mom because she spent all of her time on her work. Which, like, nobody ever fucking says that shit about men.
Oh, guys.
Right?
He was a terrible father because he worked all the time.
Nobody says that.
Right.
You know? So there's all of these, like, things that people have to complain about women that just aren't the same for men. And so I'm complaining about this, and I'm complaining about society. Right?
Yes.
Because I want my kids to be successful, so I'm going to suggest to them successful things. And I know it is unsuccessful to be a woman for this challenge, for this thing, right?
Yep.
Man, I wish I remember who it was who they said had won as a woman. I don't remember who it was. But it was somebody who was fairly innocuous, who you couldn't say a lot of bad stuff about.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the other thing, too, is that most of the women who have done important things were very unpopular, like Elizabeth Cady Stanton, right? Like, she, people hated her for being loud and obnoxious about suffrage. Mm-hmm. Like, so, and then also then, so that was thing one. I'm frustrated that this is a truth. You know, I'm frustrated that in order to win the balloon debate, it's a better chance to be a man. And I said, and how come there aren't historical women for me to, you know, recommend to my students?
Right.
And then I just kept on getting all of these suggestions.
Well, did you think of, how about, what? What about? And even I was just like, motherfuckers, she's not asking for recommendations. I have a whole book full of recommendations that Maggie can pick from.
And right, right.
She's complaining about society.
Right, because all of those women that were suggested, except for Mary Shelley, I actually sort of agreed. And the reason is this, and let's get back to this in a second. But Mary Shelley lived in the 1800s, so they don't know enough details about her life to be able to be like, she was a real bitch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like we only know that she wrote Frankenstein, you know?
Yeah.
Like, so...
Didn't she have to write it under the guise of her husband's name to begin with?
I don't remember how that went, but she, like, I mean, and she is amazing for basically creating the horror genre. Like, there's a lot of good stuff about her.
What about, like, Coco Chanel?
They would talk about her being shallow and only caring about fashion and that wasn't a major accomplishment for the world.
She brought pants to this world.
I'm just saying that that's how they are towards women.
Right.
That was my whole fucking point. And then
she had to hide behind her husband, too, a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, I was...
Because women aren't allowed to do shit.
I was texting with my friend Danielle today, and she was agreeing with me. And so that was nice. So what she said...
What do you want this weapon for?
None of your business. Build it for me.
Sorry. Who is the female Mr. Rogers? Who is the female Bob Ross? There isn't one. Women don't get to be that. You know, so, and then she, the other thing she said, because, and then there were all these women too who were commenting, being like, well, it shouldn't be like that. That shouldn't be a problem. And I was like, right, that's my fucking point. It shouldn't be like that. You dumb motherfucker that you didn't pick that up. Where I was like, they're going to complain about her because she's snobby.
Right.
Jane Goodall's a snob. She's condescending, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because she's smarter than everyone. No one would say that about a man. So, anyway, that is...
Boys are dumb.
That is my Maggie rant, twofold. Oh, and there was this other one, commenter, who was a teacher. She's a teacher. And she goes, how do they even know that stuff? It sounds like they really did their homework. And I was like, yes, Karen, because that is the homework, literally. To do research on the people you're going up against. Jesus fucking Christ. So.
I'm shaking my head.
Just like none of the comments got it. And I was just so frustrated. This is a societal issue that I'm complaining about. And then I was like, I can't change every sophomore's mind. And they were like, how about just one? And I was like, what the fuck do you think I do? Like.
Feeling ranty. Might delete this post later.
Oh, God.
IDK.
Oh, my God. Oh, everybody's so stupid. You deleted your post later.
Yeah, yeah. It was pretty active.
Yeah. It actually didn't get as bad as it could have.
No. Yeah. I would have put I would have shut it down.
Put the kibosh on that.
Yeah. Shaw, my friend Shaw has a PhD.
Yeah.
You and him went after the one chick.
I only took
a
couple.
And he, like, lives internationally.
I only took a couple of classes on, like, that stuff.
Yeah.
And I still understand more than all of these idiots how it works. You know? Like, that's the thing that's so ridiculous, is that they're super willing to believe these, like, conspiracy theorists. And you say, I've taken classes in this. And they're like, well, you're not a doctor. Neither the fuck are you.
Correct. And I would say I'm a minor conspiracy theorist.
Conspiracy theorist?
Yeah.
That word?
I'm not a dummy. I know the government pulls shit on us. I know Big Pharma pulls shit on us. But we still have to do certain things to keep people safe. You know? Anyway, regardless. Or is it irregardless?
It's just regardless.
I know that. It's not a word.
I was going on the fake Maggie rant that you were trying to coax out there.
Pull out of me. This part was amazing and sad at the same time.
I know. So Daenerys comes to talk to Sam. Sam's excited to meet her, right? She's thanking him for getting rid of Jorah Mormont's dragon scale?
Yeah, dragon skin.
Is that what it's
like
called?
His crazy leprosy he had.
Yeah, the scale, whatever
like
it is.
Like the cement skin.
Yeah, cement skin. That's what it's called.
And then they were like, oh, you're
Tarly. Not Randall Tarly.
I set him on fire. Sorry. Well,
good thing my brother's in charge now. Set him on fire too.
Yeah, he was proud and stood with his daddy. Sorry about that.
That was such a dumb choice.
Sorry about that.
Dumb choice.
Look at his little face.
I know. Poor Sam. I actually didn't even realize that it was going to affect him that much, you know? Like, the, even his brother was rude to him, just not as rude as their dad was.
Look at her. She's like, This is her, her Lumberg moment. Yeah.
Yeah.
About that. Gonna need you to get over the death of your family by Saturday. She feels really bad about it.
Yeah.
Anyway. So what's good in the world, Maggie?
I finally went to go visit my niece. I hadn't seen her in forever. She is funny and delightful as always.
Always.
She's perfect in every way.
I love her so much.
Me too.
I hear Notre Dame's going to get a little facelift.
Wait, hang on. She actually did repeat exactly what she said. Okay. So she said something, and then I said, what did you say?
What did you just say?
So she goes, and I go, what'd you say? She goes, again, exactly the same. And I was like, man, it's so sad that the beginning is not on there because she did it perfect.
Right. What'd you say?
This is one of my all-time new favorites.
Aww.
I know. Look at our little smiles together. She loves me. She thinks I'm great. She tried to pull out my nose ring, and I said, no, thank you. And she looked really upset. Because I said no, but I didn't say no harshly. I said it very gently. No, thank you. And then she did this. And she reached very
slowly.
Very slowly.
Like E.T.
Toward my nose.
To do it again.
Yes.
No. No, thank you.
Oh, it was so funny.
We will have to take a trip together.
Yeah.
This summer to go visit.
Yeah.
Like Catherine and I with you. So, yeah. So, Notre Dame lost their roof the other day.
Not Notre Dame. Notre Dame. Notre Dame is the college. Yeah, Notre Dame is the cathedral.
I said it both ways.
It took all of, like, an hour for it to be white people being like, look at the time I was in Paris.
I'm so glad I got to see it before it burnt down. Bitch, it didn't burn down. It is a stone castle. The only thing that burnt in it was wood. The roof. The roof is on fire.
Yes.
And they lost some windows because they're held together by lead.
Right.
And that might have melted.
Right.
Or maybe the heat burst them out. But the roof is gone and everything else is fine. A lot of smoke damage. Some billionaires will help rebuild it. Calm down. It's sad.
I mean, it is sad.
But there are worse things in the world right now. So calm down.
Calm the fuck down. There are...
They'll find a way to monetize seeing the wreckage.
Right.
Sure.
Exactly.
Anywho, so that happened. Trump gave some words of wisdom to them to help put it out.
What did he say?
Oh, you know, he did his typical, like, tweet, and then he was like, send in the airplanes that dump water on it.
What a dumb fuck. I wasn't paying attention to him today.
And I was like, this was yesterday.
Yeah, no,
this happened yesterday. France probably doesn't have those airplanes. They don't have crazy wildfires like the U.S. does. You know,
I have an idea, guys, that maybe you haven't thought of.
Right. And then Scott was like, actually, they do have them, but they're really inaccurate. And Notre Dame is on a specific area of that island.
Right.
You can't douse everything around it and miss the cathedral.
We use that for wildfires, right. Like for huge wildfires, yeah. Where it doesn't need to be accurate. Just some of it really needs to go out.
Right. Whereas this was requiring precision work.
Right. Right.
Or else you were going to totally miss it.
Ruin other things around it.
Ruin other things.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine living near something that was on fire and just like getting a ton of water doused on you?
Well, and it's actually not even just like water. No, it's not. Chemicals.
Yeah, no, it's
fire retardant chemicals. Anyway, so that was exciting. There were I swiped a few pictures from the internet that are pretty amazing looking.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And it was actually hard to see the damage the next day because they were working on the roof. So all the scaffolding is still up.
Yeah.
But the roof is gone.
Right.
So underneath the scaffolding is gone.
That's pretty funny.
But the scaffolding is there.
Yeah.
Because that's iron.
Made of metal.
And burns at a higher degree than 800-year-old wood.
What?
And lead. Ribboning.
What?
I know. Science.
What?
Why was the cross there still, Maggie? Was it a miracle of
It was a miracle of God that the cross was still there. How do you see that and not believe in Jesus?
Well, I'll tell you what.
Was the cross in the roof, Karen?
Right? It was in the sanctuary, which was multiple levels beneath the roof.
And furthermore,
that this huge, ginormous stone structure protected.
And furthermore, if it had been in the fire, it also would burn at a much higher temperature than the wood.
Karen.
God damn it, Karen.
We're not talking to you, Karen. We're just, you know, using that name.
It's such a good name. I think of a specific...
Betty!
I think of a specific girl from high school whose name was Karen.
Yeah.
When I'm talking to Karen, I'm like, God damn it, Karen. And I'm thinking of a specific one. I have a Karen in mind. Not you, Karen. We love you. You're the best out of all the Karens.
Pregnant Count's coming up soon.
So soon.
Hoping our panel gets moved a little bit.
Oh my gosh.
That room is available after 8:00. So I never finished telling you this. So I emailed them.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, if you could move us, that'd be great. If that room doesn't need to be flipped or reset for the next day, can we just stay in that room? There's no programming in it after 8:00.
Right.
So, but I have not heard back yet. But my email's acting funny. So, anywho.
Yeah, I feel like there had to have been things in the past where we requested lengths, right? How did we
there
get
there was one? An error. You could request a length before, and there was not that option this year. I probably should just put it in the notes. I'm sorry.
You were fine. You didn't know. You assumed that they were going to ask you at some point or whatever.
Or like, it's our 7th year.
Look back.
Or what are you giving the other podcasts?
Right. Right.
You can't put us in a room for an hour and double book it. Like, there was something before us and something after us.
Right.
That's no bueno.
No bueno. We need time to set up and to shut down.
Yeah.
And the little 10 minutes is not enough.
No.
We have a we're fucking.
We did that once. We had to like start recording in the hallway.
Yeah,
get
I remember.
Drunk an hour beforehand and roll in.
Yeah.
Roll out.
You think I don't remember?
Roll out.
Dun dun dun. The year that we were next to the prom was. Wait, there wasn't something before it. This was terrifying.
Yeah.
This was truly horrifying. Although we just missed the most hilarious thing from this episode where they were like, His eyes are blue! My eyes were always blue.
And there he comes alive over his shoulder. Right there.
Poor Ned Umber.
Aw. No 8-year-old should be in charge of his own kingdom.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, and Ned, what were you going to do? You're nailed to the wall.
He had a knife in his hand.
Yeah? What was he going to do with that?
Too close to him.
No, he wasn't.
I don't know. Maybe he could have pulled himself off that nail. I truly have no idea what was going to happen.
Yeah.
It took me way too long to be like, oh, those are arms.
Oh, yeah.
It took me too long.
Those are arms and legs, man.
Yes. It took me until that was catching on fire.
Yeah. No, I knew right away. Spiral of dead arms and a kid nailed to the wall.
Yeah.
So
truly terrifying.
Oh, what's on your list? Anything else? Did we hit everything? I don't know what else you got going on.
Yeah, this weekend I'm really busy. I have a party. So we're having a sexy decades party. Did I tell this already?
You mentioned it, but then we got distracted.
Oh, cool. I didn't finish listening to last week's episode. I always try to so that I don't forget what I've said. So I bought bloomers and a wide strap chemise, and my decade is the 1880s.
Yay! I love it.
I'm just gonna wear my little pants, my little pantaloons, and I have and it's got like
the Lannister army has arrived.
Right?
Just Jamie.
It's there.
Pantaloons.
Yeah, a little bloomer.
Did you get yourself a little bathing cap too?
I thought about it and then I didn't. I definitely should have.
You can probably find them at the dollar store.
I wonder.
Because they have like granny type shower caps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brent's
like, hello, Jamie.
Jamie.
I'm going to stare at you creepily because I've been here for a week in the courtyard.
Yeah. Why didn't he use his powers to look and see where Jamie was?
He knew.
He just stayed out there for days creeping on everybody.
What else is he going to do?
I'm waiting for a friend. Waiting for an old friend. Can we press pause so that I can watch the inside the episode?
Yeah.
Because I haven't
watched
it.
It's going to take a minute to get through the credits.
This is the one I need, right?
No.
Which one do I need?
This little one.
There's too many things.
I know, there's too many things now.
It's okay. I mean, I still screwed it up anyway.
So he hasn't seen Jamie since Jamie threw him out the window?
Correct.
And did Jamie assume he was dead this entire time?
Yeah, nobody knew he was alive. Like, he just...
No one knew he was alive.
No one knew he was alive. He was north of the wall becoming the three-eyed raven. I almost said blue-eyed raven. When he showed up at Winterfell, he surprised Sansa. So it's not like Jaime would have gotten a letter being like, oh, Bran's back at Winterfell.
Well, it's not like they announced his death.
But everybody but they did. Theon told people that he killed them when he burnt the two boys' bodies.
Oh, okay.
So Theon said that he killed the two boys. Right? And if you weren't, like, Rickon showed back up for the battle.
I mean,
what's
Bran going to do about it now? Like, he threw him out the window because he got caught fucking his sister. Everyone knows that they're fuckers now.
I truly don't know
how this is. I'm not sure why Jamie, like, freaked out.
Because he thought that kid was dead. And he crippled. Can you imagine let's say it was an accident. Let's say you accidentally ran someone over with your car and paralyzed them. And then you ran into them out in public.
I mean, I'd feel bad.
Right. Right, like, but he did it on purpose.
Turn around and walk away real quick.
He did it on purpose.
Pretend I didn't see him.
On purpose. So think how much worse that feels to have to face the person you purposefully tried to kill.
And Bran's just chilling in the corner like, hey, what's up, buddy?
What up, fucker?
I haven't seen you in a while. So, you know, since you threw me out that window.
Joseph is going to hate this episode.
Yeah, whatever. Joseph can get over it.
He's our one fan.
We had 17 downloads.
Ooh, it's getting worse.
No, it's getting better. It was at 12 for a while.
Oof. Oof. Rough.
I think I just need to hashtag boobs and wieners more often. Yeah. And people might actually listen to it to see if we actually talk about titties. So.
Nicole Byer liked my tweet that I tweeted at her. Oh, and I got her a present for me to give her when we meet her.
Ooh.
So she has said on her podcast.
Is it a cake?
No.
Did you nail it?
No. She said that people, she hates it when people make those jokes.
I know.
So, no, this is. She can get over it. No, this is, no, don't you dare. Oh, yes, dare.
She can get over it.
No. I got her cards that have like little scroll around the outside. It's really fancy. And it says, "You think you're clever, don't you?" And so that anytime somebody makes a nailed it joke to her, she can just hand it. Can you, if I said something that I thought was clever or funny and somebody just like deadpan handed me a card that said, "You think you're clever, don't you?" I would be devastated. Yeah. So I made her business cards on, and that is from Alyssa Edwards in the Snatch Game, uh-huh, playing Joan Crawford. She goes, "You think you're clever, don't you?" Right. And yeah, so I mean, it's even got a Drag Race reference, so I think that she's going to love me. I'm hoping that she loves me, and I'm going to see if I can pull it up real quick so you can see my beautiful design.
So we have VIP passes to that, and that's in September.
Whoop, 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 whoop.
And where are we going in November, Maggie?
We're going to go see Jonathan Van Ness!
Jonathan Van Ness! As I laid in bed, buying us tickets one night.
This is a really shitty version of it.
Oh, it's cute. I like it.
Right? Me too. Mm-hmm. You think you're clever, don't you?
Yup. I do. Really fucking clever.
I can see how it'd get annoying if people said nailed it to me all the time and thought they were hilarious. Because that's my show. Like, oh, no. You're not the 5 millionth person to say that at all.
And how many times did Adam West get called Batman?
Adam West.
Just saying.
Adam West.
J.S.
That's me singing. That was from, what's that show?
Family Guy?
Yeah. Yeah. I liked the first season when it was originally on the air, and then it just got too, like, gross and offensive for me.
If Peter and his dumbass son wasn't on the show, I'd probably watch it. If it was just the mom and Meg and Brian and Stewie, I'd probably watch it. But Peter's so fucking dumb, I can't stand it.
Yeah.
I don't like people who are dumb in TV shows.
Yeah.
I know It's Always Sunny is an amazing show. I've seen about a season.
Yeah.
I can't take it.
Yeah, they're pretty dumb.
They're fucking dumb. I know Arrested Development is fucking amazing.
I love Arrested Development. But they're
not as dumb, but they're still dumb.
They're not as dumb.
And I feel Michael's pain.
Yeah, but Michael is just as dumb as the rest of them, you realize, after a while. Like, he has this idea of what should be going on and what his family is that is not based in reality at all. Like, it's based in their rich reality. He's insane just as much as the rest of them about how he thinks things should be. That's been my, like, upon rewatching, where I'm like, no, Michael's just as crazy. Michael's just as, like, he has this, yeah, that's my opinion. What do you guys think? Do you like Arrested Development? Anyway, I loved Adam West on Family Guy as the mayor. And
he played the mayor the whole time until he died.
Yeah. And so there's two things that I quote from it. One's that he's behind his desk and he goes, "Adam West, Adam West," and then sinks under his desk while he's singing his own name, uh-huh, right? Which is hilarious. And then the other one is he has a light bright and he writes his name in it but runs out of things. And so it only says Adam Wee. And he goes, "Nobody messes with Adam Wee.
I love it.
Adam West, Adam West. Yeah, it had moments. It had moments that were good. Yeah. I also love from the first season, Stewie turns one. He thinks that he's going to have to go back up inside Lois for his first birthday. And he's also talking about ice cream. And he goes, "For every sprinkle I find, I shall kill you." You know, it's like great moments before it got so bad, before it got so dumb.
Yeah.
before it got so offensive.
Simpsons are going on 30 years, man.
That's wild. I used to be the same age as Lisa.
Yes.
I'm not lying. Yeah, I'm 30. I'm 36.
I know.
Was Lisa 8? Because I didn't watch it the first couple seasons.
I don't know. They're like in upper elementary school.
Yeah. Why? Where are you going?
I'm just repositioning my ass.
Okay. Let's see how old it says she is.
I got a raise and a reclass at work.
Whoop, whoop.
And I'm working on building my own job and possibly applying for another one. Because, you know, the 8-year too late reclass and a raise wasn't enough. Hey. And they're going to back pay me till September.
What?
I know. A whole $2 an hour raise back paid.
What?
Right?
Yeah. So Lisa's 8, and I started watching it in second grade, and Lisa's in second grade. Mm-hmm. So there's that. My dad, actually, we would have Simpsons night, and he would make us watch it. And there were so many kids in my grade who were not allowed to watch it. Mm-hmm. And my mom was like, would talk to other parents and truly be like, why? Why can't they watch it? It's got great lessons about, like, family and also about God. Like, it's got, you know, mm-hmm. great lessons about sticking together and being there for one another and family love, you know? Mm-hmm. So my mom would actually challenge other parents.
Yeah, we watched it. I mean, so we got bored with it.
But my mom was really picky about everything. I was not permitted to watch PG-13 movies until I was 13 without her pre-screening them and her permission. Mm-hmm. I was not allowed to see. I'm serious. I was in high school. Imagine me, Maggie, sophomore, early junior year, 16 years old. No, 15, 16 years old. Junior year, 16 years old. My mother would not let me go see R-rated movies. Mm-hmm. Would not.
We couldn't watch the Smurfs.
Because they were communists?
Because Gargamel was a wizard who had pentagons all over the place.
What?
Pentagrams.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pentagons are five.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's fine.
Pentagrams. It's fine. They're both five-sided.
One's a star.
One's a star.
So, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
That was... So, your mom let you watch Porky's when you were 3. What was it, really, that you watched?
It was Porky's.
But you couldn't watch. I was supposed to
close my eyes.
But you...
I was supposed to not remember. Because I was 3.
But...
And my parents were 22.
But you could not...
And 23.
Watch the Smurfs.
That was when we were older.
That's hilariously funny
to me. And my mom decided to care more.
Yep.
I tell you what, Porky's shaped my childhood.
Wah, wah, wah.
Wah. Yep. Boobs. Boobs. Probably why I love boobs to this day.
Everybody loves boobs.
So.
Cries and bisexual.
Cries and bisexual. Because that's the language.
Right.
Anyway, we should wrap it up.
Let's wrap it up.
Yeah, wrap
like
it up.
Like a dick.
Like a floppy wiener.
Wiener, wiener, wiener.
Wiener, wiener. Don't be a fool. Wrap your tool, people.
Don't be a fool. Wrap your tool.
That's how you get shit. Come on now.
That's right. Also.
I was clean before I get up laid with you. Yeah, why didn't you wear a fucking condom then if you were so proud about being clean?
And in fact, I got my STI with a condom. So there, yeah. When I was 19 years old.
So
even then.
On that note.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
You're welcome.
I was singing that to Catherine earlier. She goes, that's Mona.
Yeah.
Oh, your kid's so funny. She always waits till I'm here to get a bath. Like every week you say to her, you need a bath. And you accused her of waiting.
Sunday. We start Sunday night. Sunday, you need a bath. You need a bath. I don't want to take a bath. Or it will definitely tomorrow night because there will be no time on Tuesday when Aunt Maggie's here. So we have to take one tomorrow night.
So I said to her, do you wait until I'm here to take a bath? And she like meekly smiled and nodded her head.
So, yeah, because I accused her.
do you just wait till Aunt Maggie's here? No!
Yes!
So anyway, all right. This is episode 199.
It's episode 199. We're almost to 200.
Put it like it's 1999.
Find us everywhere on social media and interact with us. We're desperate. We're desperate for your love and attention. Find us at That More Thing.
Hashtag Drew.
At That More Thing. Also, tweet at me at Twitter. I am Maggie. I said at too many times, but here it is again. At Brain of Maggie.
And I'm Shannon at Shannon's Party.
And then this has been 199, episode 199 of That More Thing with Shannon and Maggie.
Bye.
Bye.
It's gonna be 200 episodes soon.
I know, it's wild.
That's so exciting. Take your dick, bitch. Flop it all around. Better get your ass low down to the ground. And bounce your dick. And bounce your dick.